As recently as Thursday, April 6th, the assistant superintendent at Newton North High School mocked one parent's concern about that school's gay day by saying that being gay has nothing to do with sex. Quote, "This is not about sex. This is about human rights," according to Jim Marini, the assistant superintendent to the Newton schools.
"We always feel like we're fighting against people who say publicly, say privately, that being queer is not at all about sex. And we believe I will have you. We think that that sex is central to every single one of us. And that it's really hard, and that, but particularly for queer people, that takes on a really different meaning. And I say queer people because I think it's different for people that define as bisexual, lesbian, and so on and so forth. So we think it's really important to pay, as sexuality educators, to pay specific attention to the issues around sex and sexuality and sexual identity and sexual expression for gay kids, and that saying things like being gay is not all about sex is really a political statement, and it really is based in reality."
Tolerance? If the entire agenda is about tolerance, why does a Department of Education employee complain about having to fight against other public employees who say it is not all about the sex? Like the department employee says, quote, "Sex is central to every one of us. Particularly for queer people, sex takes on a different meaning." End quote. The statements to the contrary, quote, really aren't based in reality. Clearly, the goal is not tolerance, rather breaking down the natural sense of right and wrong of a child, putting him into an exploratory mode, and actually encouraging the child to put himself into a potentially life-threatening situation.
"And what we do is have students go up to the board and brainstorm different responses, such as, if I was to come to terms with my bisexual identity, I might be willing to have kids with that. I might be willing to have sex more often if I found someone who was actually gay, lesbian, or bisexual, because I would think that they would be the only one. Sometimes students say, I would want to have sex just to prove if I was gay or not, because I figure if I had sex, then I would know. And then they say, I would have sex with not gay sex because I want to prove that I'm heterosexual and not gay, and I want to see, and I want a sample. I mean, there are a number of different responses. The impetus of doing this is once again to put them in an exploratory mode, not only for themselves, but also for the possible motivations and situations that other students could be in that they're going to be doing outreach to through the various events and through the one-on-one outreaches in the classroom."
Department of Education employees help children to get into an exploratory mode with their sexuality. They assist exploring teens to get together and to have sex to find out whether or not they are homosexual. Again, the people who come into your children's school to discuss homosexuality intend to put children into an exploratory mode to obtain a don't knock it until you try it attitude about homosexual sex. Not only do Department of Education employees help these children get together to have sex, but they discussed how sex might be better. Perhaps everyone should pierce their tongues.
"Is all sex better with tongue rings?
Yes.
And there you have it."
A tongue ring is a metal stud that is often pierced straight through your tongue. Here, 14-year-olds have already learned that a tongue ring makes oral sex better.